Bottom of Tezvavim Abayis.
Ha'omer le'isha koinim sha'ani misham shecha harei ze bebal yachal dvar. Did I say Tezayin Abayis? Tezvavim Abayis. Ha'omer le'isha koinim sha'ani misham shecha harei ze bebal yachal dvar. The Mishnah says, v'ha'mishtavid lo midoraisa. How could he take a neder to aser himself, to her? Hello, he's meshubit to her. So first of all, the kasha that you have to ask yourself, so what? The Gemara tells us, a koinim is mafkiya midei shibud. That's one of the unique halachas of a neder, that it has the ability to be mafkiya. That's a hektish also has the ability to be mafkiya midei shibud. So the answer is over here that no, there's an almua rabbanim l'shibuda de'isha. The connection between a man and a woman, the choyv between the man and a woman, is not even a regular shibud. It trumps the regular rules and regulation of what usually trumps, which is konamos and hektish. So that's just what the Gemara in Ksubis fills in over here. Dechsev she'era ksusa v'oynasa lo yigra. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ba'oymer hanos tashmishech alai. He sees he's not assering himself to you, but he's saying, the hana from your tashmish I don't want for myself, which ultimately will end up assering him from having tashmish to his wife, and will end up not enabling him to be mekayim his chiyuv of sher ksus v'ayna. But the Gemara says, since his nether was not directly on that, so therefore that's a reason why the nether could be chal, like the Ran explains, that matzah nidro makom lechol, the umemela, it's his nether is chiyuv is paka. As long as the nether is not directly against the chiyuv. The Amar of Kana, tashmish elach koif, and I say, misham shesed, the shibud, the mishabed, ha'nos tashmish shechalai, if you do it like that, even though in essence, at the end of the day, he basically found a Pesach in a way to aser himself to his wife. Good. So the Ran, just before we get to the Nekuda that I want to talk about, the Ran in the wide lines points out over here that the Lashon of the Neder is Shvach. Im Taimer v'ahai Nidri d'Rabbanan, the first of the wide lines. D'hanos Tashmish Less be mashma losha, right? How could you say this nether has to be at most the rabbanon frekteran, because hanos tashmish is a nether shem bo mamish, right? So zokteran v'leklamim rado omer konim gufa chalai mitashmish askinon the hadum yudeshani yoshin shani medaber ktoni lo, because the placement of the mishnah compares it to other nedarim shein bo mamish. Elamai zokderan itaka is only the rabbanon, because it's another shein bo mamish. And like the Gemara said earlier, by another shein bo mamish, what? It's taka bal yachlam the rabbanon, like the Gemara said earlier. V'kim the ravina bal yachlam the rabbanon. Oh, the kevin the rabbanon ba'almu hu heichichal nidridilei. The lesson of the rabbanon ba'almu lafkui mitzvah soina. Aye, but you have a chiyuv what? The oraisa of mitzvah soina. By the way, it's just damn interesting. So that's a major machlok zrushainim, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or not. So the Ran's clearly assuming like that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Umitzvah peri rivya, and you also have a chiyuv yourself to do peru revu. So the Ran, Yeshlemer kevet the nidra miha chayil, memela pakulu hanach mitzvahs, techachomim mastin lakar davenatara b'shev al taisa. So Zokter Ran, no, this is not a problem, this is no different, and we find Gzer the Rabba, asering a mitzvah, right? Because you're doing a b'shev al taiseh. Just, I don't want to talk about this now, but just parenthetically, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Sheirik susa v'onasa lo yigra. So it's really you can't diminish. So is the Ran telling me what is that? Is that a lav, or is that a chiyuv, a positive commandment that the Torah is? That you're being oiker. So we usually assume, well what's the din? Can a derabbanon be oiker a loisase, or can a derabbanon only be oiker an essay because of cheval taisa? So that's an important question. Let's say you have a loisase that's b'sheval taisa.
Is it what's when the Gemara says in Yevamis Yesh Koyach Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taisa? What does that mean? Really, not for now. I don't want to talk about this, but it's a very important nekuda to discuss in general, which comes up in a few sugyas in Shas. What does that mean? Shagas Aryeh talks about this. The Rebbe Chanan has a piece in Kaivetz Aris about this. Does it mean that the critical issue is whether you're passive or active, or is the critical issue positive commandment versus negative commandment? That's not clear. I happen to think that there's a running machlokes rishonim and a few different mesechtas on this issue about what and depending on that, that's the way you're going to have to learn this gemara over here. That but the Ranzim applying the din of yesh kachom lakmer adavar b'sheva al taisa, which is similar to what we had this year in chachamim being oiker the mitzvah of shayfer and the mitzvah of lulav on the first day. Yesh kachom lakmer adavar b'sheva al taisa. The Rashba happens to be disagrees with the Ran. He says that no, the Ukimta that the Ran rejected is not true, and it wasn't an Nadir Shein B'Mamish. It was Taka Anos Gufei Chalai, that it's that it was Yesh B'Mamish. The Ukimta is that the Gemara gives in other areas. That's what you had to assume, because for some reason the Rashba did not want to go to the root of saying that this was a case of a Nadir Midrabbanan that was going to be Eikar Adoraisa. So the Ran continues, Vim Taimar, V'chi Omer Anos Tashvisheich, Amai Mitzer, V'ha Mitzus Lav Lehenis Nidu. Oh, Givaldik. Says the Ran, but still, why should it be Usser? Hello, it's a Mitzah, and Mitzus Lav Lehenis Nidu, so it's considered like he's not being then. Yishler Mitzuchi Amrina Mitzus Lav Lehenis Nidu, Hani Mili Loimar, She'en Kiyum HaMitzvah Choshiv Hano. What does that mean? It means that when I'm mekayim the mitzvah, it's not as if I'm being nene. By the way, just stamazoi, just when you approach the sugya, right? The fact that Chazal have to be magdir that should tell us something. By the way, that geschmack that you're getting from the mitzvah, no, we don't. Al pi din, we're not going to be bothered by the din of isuri hana. And the fact that there's going to be a neder, and that means you have to get to the point of the stira. Like, we have to understand that there's a conflict. There's taka hano that Chazal are assuming in all these sugyas from the kiyam mitzvah, that now they're being mechadish, that mitzvahs are not considered, even though on face value really they are. They look like an incredible geshmak, and they look like an incredible sipuk hanefesh. But we don't, al pidin, we don't consider that hano. You know, you have to, it's worth taking a second before you get to the lumdis of just, what is the basis over here? What are Chazal telling us that this is a privilege? This is something comparable to hano's Shabbat Olam. That Chazal have to be mechadish, such a wild chiddush. Rashi's lashon in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is that la'ol al tzavareim nitnu, that this is the nature of these fulfillments is to fulfill an obligation and an ol of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the fact that there's even a havam, you know, that these things are just so enjoyable, comparable to classically, you know, violating a neder, violating eating something, is a darga to get to in your avodas Hashem that we have to try to achieve. Yeah, no.
And if that's really the case, then why can't we learn Torah on Tishba? I'm saying, because isn't it like the whole thing, you're going to get a simcha, you're going to get a shmak out of the learning?
Oh, Talmud Torah, we're going to see. So Mirz Hashem, Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is the Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar is going to tell us, and the Hagdom and the Egle Tal tells us that when it comes to Talmud Torah is mitzvahs lehenis nino. That you get hana, and not only that, that's part of the mitzvah. And if you're not getting hana, then you're missing the mitzvah. And the Egle Tal says in the Hagdom, anyone who says you're really not supposed to enjoy Talmud Torah, you're not supposed to get a geshmak, is totally wrong. And fakirik. And that's how the Gemara is later on in the fourth parak. Havolinu L'Toyva is going to say that there's going to be a problem with a Neder Hana of a Rebbe. There it's Taka, you don't say Mitzvah Slav L'Henes Ninu. In addition, the Din of Avelus is that there's not only a Hana aspect, it's not only Nene, Talmud Torah, it is Hana, but the reason it's Aser Ba'Avelus is because it's Mesameach. And there's a din that it's an iser because the pasuk says Pikudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, which we say in Shabbos morning davening, that being able to delve into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, service and what his Torah is about, and you know, understanding his rule books is not only a hana, it's really a misamech, it's a davar shel simcha. So that's why an avil is an aser to. So Zakter Ran. Don't think that this idea of mitzvah lehenes ninu is all encompassing, that it could even achieve and help for hanos haguf. Basically, don't apply it to our sugya. And what the Gemara is going to say, by kiyum ha-mitzvus, mitzvus lab lehenes, and it has no shaykhus to our sugya, because our sugya is talking about hanos haguf. And hanos haguf, you can't tell me that this guy is not being nene because of mitzvus lab lehenes. There's a whole experience over here that he's getting a shmack out of, that mitzvus lab lehenes doesn't block. That's basically what the Ran is saying. So the Ran goes on, and he proves it. And the Ran pretty much has a fair Gemara that says what he says. Because Gemara Rosh Hashanah also in the third parak is talking about situations where a person took a neder from a certain shofar, from a certain Baal Tekeya. And then the Gemara goes on, Haintik Sugya, right? The fundraiser, Baruch Hashem. Hanoider Hanoh Min Amayan, Toivo Bo Bimosach Shema, Velo Bimosach Hamim. So the Gemara says, if you take a neder from a Mayan, from a mikvah, and you want to be Toivol in it, so the Gemara says, if it's the winter, so it's a struggle to go into the mikvah, so then fine. So then it's mutter. But if it's bimos achama, so then it's also. So what's the chiluk? Ask the Ran. What's the distinction? Why bimos achama? It's still a mitzvah. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of tara. Tefila b'zmana. So even if tefila b'zmana is lav mitzvah, still, we hold it's still a mitzvah to be metara yourself. So what's the chiluk? So Zok the Ran, that's the chiluk. There's a geshmak bimos achama. It's disgusting outside. I need to refresh myself. And bimos achama, I'm going to refresh myself. So you see a raya from the Gemara itself, that hanos haguf, any additional hana that you're experiencing in addition to the mitzvah is not going to be nene.
Is this thing that there's like some sort of automatic hana within the mitzvah itself, rather than benefiting from doing the mitzvah itself?
I think by certain times, meaning like
the case of Gemara and then the mitzvah.
I think these two mitzvahs, since they carry with themselves anos aguf,
okay.
Meaning atkiya shofar, you wouldn't say the same thing by atkiya shofar.
Right.
Would you say that any mitzvah
achila would that apply to? L'chayra, yeah. L'chayra. You would have all these types of situations that you get anos aguf. Right. So that's the shita of the Ran, and he pretty much has a Gemara to support him.
And is it subjective or objective? Like, let's say someone is like, the shofar case, like, I don't think any of us would think that would fit there, but
right.
Someone is so musically inclined,
right?
Like, low, I don't know,
right?
Like, embedded. So,
right.
Like, that person gets that off,
right? Right,
not because it's
right,
assuming it's objective.
That's a great question. I don't know, there is a tshuva the night of Yehuda, I think it comes up later in the Masechta about. He contrasts yeshiva sukkah and kiyah shofar, but if there is a hana on those mitzvahs, I have to try to remember. I think he discusses this, if there's some hana saguf by those mitzvahs. Okay, but the problem is, Rabbi Yisai, is the shita of the Rashba. I put it on your WhatsApps. This is a Rashba to remember and to print out, because the Rashba seems to disagree with this entire Ran. So the Rashba says as follows: Umiu akati kashali afilu lekumta. I'm sorry, it's on in your WhatsApp groups. You have Amud Samach Vav in the Rashba. I sent you two things. I sent Reb Shimon, and I sent after that a Rashba.
How far we're in the time? We're in
like
the
like towards the bottom, mamish towards the end of Samech Vav, the second column. Umiu.
Miu
Yeah, there you go.
Same kasha. Ona, don't bother me by Ona. Why should I bother you by Ona? Because Ona is not a regular classical mitzvah that we're going to apply the din of mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. Why? Because when do we apply mitzvah slav lehenes ninu, sakta rashba? When it's the din, klapi you and the rabbeinu shalom. But if you have a shibud, if you have a chiyuv towards someone else, so then mitzvah slav lehenes ninu doesn't apply. So sakta rashba, so memela, the neder's chal, and then you become aser, and memela the shibud's paka, and memela there's no chiv. Sounds like according to the Rashba, for whatever reason, chiyuvim benadon lechavero, or chiv that you're meshubid lechavero, you don't apply the din of mitzvah lav lehenes ninu. Why that should be, he doesn't really explain.
What about the case in Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba?
What's the case?
With the Maya.
Yeah.
What about in
Yom Tov? Yeah, what about it?
Why would
it be Asr? It's not a chiyuv
by itself,
right? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you're asking, why don't you say mitzvah slav lehenes ninu? Even Mosa Mechava. Oh, you're two steps ahead of me. So, this is what the Rashba says, right? Give me a second. What's with Puravu? That's only taking care of the chiyuv of Aina. But what about the chiyuv of Puravu? So the Rashba, Yesh Loimar, Deinu Meschayev Lahakim Zerem Yizuda, Efshalo B'Yishachrisi. There is no Puravu. Why? So you asked her. So be Mekayim Puravu with someone else. Wow. Difficult answer, but he says it's not technically mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. Why? Sounds like Grash was saying, anytime it's efshir ba'acher, you can't apply mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. Mitzvah slav lehenes ninu means that this is my only option. If it's not my only option, if it's efshir ba'acher, so then we don't apply the principle of mitzvah slav lehenes. Very limited principle. So those are the answers to the Rashba, how the Rashba works out our sugya. But what Adam deduced from the Rashba, as many Achronim point out, the Maritzchius in the back of our Gemara points out from the Rashba, is that he didn't go the root of the Ran. So Mamela, if he didn't go the root of the Ran, Rabbi Yisai, Zetman Fundav from Shitas HaRashba, is that what? Is that there is no such klal of what the Ran developed, that mitzvah lav lehenes ninu was limited to only the mitzvah. But even any additional benefit that exists from the mitzvah, even Hanos Aguf, will have the blocker and the ptur of mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. Again, Shita Sarat, because otherwise he should have answered it very simply, like the Ran. Right? So we have a major machloikus rishonim between the Ran and the Rashba about the guidelines and where the concept of mitzvah slav lehenes ninu applies and where it doesn't apply. But also, you need to think about this other kasha. The Avnei Meluim is very bothered. I'm preparing Shirim and Psachim in the morning. So I lose my office at night. Tzvi does this Night Seder America thing, so he's in my office. So I just went in before the Shir to grab my Avnei Meluim. But I was looking at a tshuva of the Avnei Meluim, which is in Chelik Beis this morning. So, and I didn't realize that. So the Avnei Meluim that I wanted was really in Chelik Aleph for this, but it's in the Chelik Aleph, so I don't have the Avnei Meluim here. But the Avnei Meluim, he has in Simon Chof Ches, he really has a whole Simon on this Rashba. And he asks, number one, is a Geshmak Avnei Meluim for the following reason. It's really a collector's item. Avnei Meluim asked that the Rashba in Sukkah asked the following question. Says that in addition to the mitzvah, the hanah that you get out of the mitzvah, there's also the schar of kiyum ha-mitzvahs, right? and there's additional benefit, the fact that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, the fact that I get schar for the mitzvah. What about the schar for the mitzvah? How do you deal with that? There's no mitzvah slav lehenes ninu on that, asked the Rashba. So the Rashba, as well as other Rishonim, in the inyan of Chalitza, that the Rishonim, the Ran and the Ritva, write like this in the 12th parak of Yevamos, they ask the following question, that why is a woman allowed to rely on mitzvah slav lehenes ninu if the sandal is aser bahana that she's using for Chalitza? Hello, she's getting hana, the fact that it's creating a ptur and now a disconnect in the zika between her and the yavam, and that should be a violation of that hana. The hana that now she's getting, she's now mutter l'kol olam. Oh, so zok these rishonim that basically, like you were saying, it's like a grama. It's like an indirect hana that's coming out of this mitzvah. That's what the lashon of the Rashba legabe schar of mitzvahs, and similarly the Rishonim when it comes to the heter of chalitza. What? You're getting benefit.
What?
You're getting benefit. That's what the Rishonim are asking. Any benefit, so that's hana. So the Rishonim are saying you're not getting direct benefit. You're getting indirect benefit. So that's what the Rishonim are magdir. So on that, they have the mulu. What? You're coming post facto when the Rishonim are already making these chilukim, but they have to be magdir. What's hanah for this? If a sandal is aser, so mele any hanah, so that it should be. It should apply to. So that therefore they want to say that. How could you say that that's mutter? So they're saying that it's indirect. So the Avnei Milum asks, I don't understand. The Rashba's opinion is that all anas are all inclusive when it comes to mitzvah lehenes ninu. Look at the Rashba Nadar. So why the Rashba? Why was he even bothered by a question? So he asked a stira in the Rashba's based on this question. Why was the Rashba even bothered? In Sukkah, he should have said, like his shita, that all hanos are included. You shouldn't have even been bothered, because the Rashba even applies it to hanos aguf against the Ran, right? Mitzvah lehenesin was all encompassing sore. So the Mulum asks a stira in the Rashba. So Rabbi Chanan writes, it's just an interesting hakdama. Rabbi Chanan writes that the Avnei Milum wasn't aware of what we were aware of years later, that the Rashba and Sukkah, you find this in a lot of Rishonim, the Rashba and Sukkah is not the Rashba. The Rashba and Sukkah is actually the Ritva. So it's not. We figured out that it's actually not a stira in the Rashba's, and the Rashba Lishitosa never asked that kasha, because the Rashba might have held that there's an absolute ptur. But then the Avnei Milum has a different issue with what the Rashba says. If it's true that if it's efshir ba'acheris, that the din of matzvah zlav lehenes nitnu doesn't apply, so what's with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Go to another Maya. Right? Why does the Gemara say that be mos hagashamim mitzvah slav lehenes ninu? That's not true. It's efshir ba'acher. So the Avnei Milum qualifies this Rashba. And the Avnei Milum says the Rashba never meant it as svara klali, that you don't say mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. You with me, Daniel? Yeah?
Hamayim is a specific mayim?
Yeah, he asked her to not hamayim, yeah.
A specific one?
Yeah. Right. I guess you could technically have learned the Gemara like that. You're asering. I think that would be mina mayonim.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The way that I guess. The
yeah. So the Avnei Milum says the following. He says, no, we misunderstood the Rashba. The Rashba never meant to say that any time it's efshir ba'acher, there's no mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. He just meant to say that the limitation of hanos haguf, which he's expanding to, that applies only when it's EF Sherba Acher. But now to include Anos Aguf and to say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu by Anos Aguf, that's not going to apply when it's EF Sherba Acher. That's what the Rashba was saying over here. Meaning, even according to the way that Avnei Milum is setting it up, even according to the Rashba, he understands there's a difference between Anos Aguf, a Mitzvah Sheyeshbo Anos Aguf, and a Mitzvah Sheyembo Anos Aguf. He's just saying a mitzvah sheyeshbo hanos aguf, like tashmish hamita with a woman. So then, if it's efshir ba'acher puravu with an acher, you're not going to apply mitzvah lav lehenes ninu on the hanos aguf as well. So that's what the Avnei Milum explains, but he doesn't really explain why. Why should that element be a different?
I understand, like it's just arbitrary. So there's another element, hanas haguf, and here the Avnei Milum is telling us the Rashba's klal and his distinguishing factor of Efshar Bacher, that's where it plays a role, but not by mitzvah slav lehenesenu in general. Like, what's the reason? Why should that be a factor? There seems to be something that needs explanation over here. Why Efshar Bacher specifically is a svara that applies by a situation where the mitzvah is hanas haguf, that even the Rashba is going to limit when it comes to a situation of Efshar Bacher. In addition, Rabbi said a more murderous kasha on the Rashba is what's in front of us, Rabbi says, is the kasha of the Ram. Rabbi said the Rashba has a gemara that's against us. Like Adam asked before. Hanoider min amayon b'mei cham. The gemara says it's awesome. That's the Ran's raya to what? To the din that hanas haguf mitzvah lahenis, and it doesn't apply to. So how's the Rashba going to get at it? That what?
That gemara is also a raya that the other things that are not really considered enough, meaning svar or meaning alitza, because here even if you say that just the fact that tefila is a mitzvah, let's say, then even being most like a shaman should have been the problem.
Right, so the Rishonim were just asking, so why not? So that they're explaining that. Right. So the Rishonim and Yevamos are saying, what about the Hanos Ptur? How do you get around that? So that's the Rishonim are Magdir. We're not bothered by that, and Mrs. Lavanhan still helps us, because it's indirect. But how do you get around this issue? So there is a Me'iri, and the Shara Melech was already Mechavin without knowing that the Me'iri said this. A big Yisoid, that the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rashba, is the following. The Gemara knew that b'mois ha'chama, that it's going to be pater al tzmitzas lav lehenes, even the fact that it's going to be a shvitzi day and it's very hot, and I'm going to be inside the mikvah. Elamai, so why the Gemara aser? Because lemaisa, a person has to get out of the mikvah. And ba'aliyoso min ha'mikvah, why is he mutter to be in there when the mitzvah is over? So on that, the Gemara is saying it's going to be also when you're going to get hanas haguf. Shaloi b'toyres ha-mitzvah. Be'aliyosu min ha-mikvah. When he's done with the mitzvah, when he was already tahar. That's the sheet of the Me'iri, and that's the way the Shara Melech is miyashiv lefi the Rashba. How are you going to get out of the Gemara?
It's not the Torah's mitzvah. Who cares? Why is that part of the conversation? It's not the Torah's mitzvah. It's just like doing... Like
right, so Gemara is saying we have to be concerned. The Gemara is making a chiluk. Bimosa chama. That bimosa chama is going to be aser, and therefore he originally did a mitzvah, but now because there's going to be hanah afterwards, so therefore it's aser for him to do it in the first place. Right, but that's the Gemara tells us. The Gemara is telling us that. The Gemara is saying, since afterwards, you're going to have hanah from it, so therefore it's usher, even though you're going in there originally to do a mitzvah.
Meaning, he goes under.
It's mutter.
He does the mitzvah at that point. So now, between the time he's under and getting out, it steps out of the mayim.
Is what the Gemara is usher. That's the way they understand it, right? So what's fascinating also about this, which I found to be very interesting, is that it's not so pasha what they're assuming. If you look very carefully in the Rambam, and the Rambam writes this in a few places, I don't know if you've ever heard me, I usually quote this, Ne'ilas HaChag. I try to start off with this vort, Ne'ilas HaChag. This is the vort of the Kazhuk Glover, the Eretz Tzvi, that he quotes from the Kesef Mishnah, and he's Medayik from the Rambam. That the Rambam writes that the Iker Tara of the Mikvah, fascinating, the Iker Tara of the Mikvah is Kesha'olam in a Mikvah. That it's not when you're actually in the Mikvah. Which is totally the opposite of what anyone would assume, because the whole din, right, on Sunday, you have to mamash look at the ger and make sure I had to tovel him again because I thought that the hair was sticking out, and you know, you would think that the ikar tara is when he's mamash submerging, but the Rambam says, no, it's in the Gemara, davar kasha aliyasa min ha-mikvah. So the Kazhuk Glover's vart is, he says, ne'ilas ha-chag is the most halig point of the yontif. It's the aliyasa min ha-mikvah. It's the time that you're leaving, you're ascending out of the yontif, and it's b'pchinas the kesef mishnah by when the Rambam says you're being metar min ha-mikvah. So that's the Rambam's chiddush. But it's pumfakert from the way the Shara Melech and the way the Me'iri are going to be miyashiv this sugya lefi the Rashba. According to them, you have to hold against the Rambam, because otherwise you have no pshat in the Gemara. So that's just an interesting just the hair within Tara and a mikvah in terms of that prat. Yeah.
So the question: are we talking about a woman? What's the mitzvah of tefillah that we're talking about?
There's a mitzvah to be matar yourself, even if you're a woman, even if you're whatever the even if you hold tefillah b'zman is not mitzvah, there still is a mitzvah in tefillah. No, mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah. First of all, you look in the Sefer Chinuch. There are the many mitzvah. The Rambam's. Yeah. There is a mitzvah. Yeah. Even l'didon, we hold that tefillah b'zmana is lav mitzvah, which again should not be misunderstood. It doesn't mean that a person shouldn't try to be matayer themselves on Matzei day 7. That's not what that means. It's not as critical as it was in the times of Chazal. Bizman hazeh, but we still Taisus still writes that there's a mitzvah to be toivol even bizman hazeh. So it's not just tara and tumah. There's also a mitzvah that's fulfilled. So the so fine. So again, so just to come back, there's this kasha that the Shaar HaMelech and the Meiri try to be miyashiv according to the Rashba, and then there's the kasha that I asked according to the Avnei Milum. It's a little arbitrary. Why should that apply and why should that not apply? So, I want to introduce a new pshat. It is a very yisaidistic pshat, not only in our sugya, but a fundamental pshat in Yisuri Hana in general. And this is from Reb Shimon, in our daf. Reb Shimon introduces a new pshat in the shita of the Rashba. I sent you the chiddush of Reb Shimon. But what he basically says is as follows. Actually came up in the Daf Yomi this past week or last week on Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara in Psachim is discussing the following issue about Psik Reisha Eif Shev Eloi Kamachavin. Person has an Isser Anah and he's Nene from this Isser Anah. Let's talk about the last case of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about putting on clothing to make sure that you don't get a tax from the tax collectors. Mochrek sus. So the Gemara says, so you're going to be nene from the clothing. So the Gemara says, no, it's not, it's impossible and it's lo kamachavein. So therefore the Gemara wants to suggest that you see over here that it's not going to be usur ba'ana. He's putting on beged shel shatnez. And I'm sorry, I didn't explain. He's putting on a beged shel shatnez and the Gemara is saying that since it was impossible otherwise, so he had to put on the beged, so therefore it's not going to be aser. So the Rishonim there asks the question, what does that mean? He's not mechavin, but it's a psik resha. Just like on Shabbos, a psik resha is aser, so too over here, a psik resha is going to be aser. He's going to be nene, he's wearing the beged. So who cares what his impetus is if that there's a tax collector over here. But lamaisi, he's going to get hana, it's a psik resha. So Taisus writes there in Psachim, that no, we're talking about cases where it's not a psik resha. Whatever it is, it's not automatic that he's going to be in nene. The Gemara is assuming that it's not going to be a psik resha. But the Ran Chulin says that that's not the case. It is a case of a psik resha. Says the Ran Chulin, the idea of psik resha applies to Melech Shabbos. It applies to. It does not apply to Isur Hano. Whoa, that's a big chiddush. Something which is aser ba'ana, says the Ran, is not included in psik resha. Why not? Why not, asks Reb Shimon? What's pshat in this Rash? What's pshat in the Ran? So Reb Shimon uses this resod of the Ran, this foundation, and this sugya to really explain our Rashba as well. And I'm going to really cut, I mean, we don't have time to go through the entire Reb Shimon, but basically what Reb Shimon says is that the Gemara says certain times when it comes to Hana, let's say the Gemara says, if a person is misasik, he doesn't realize he's involved in an Avera. So the Gemara says, misasik is usually Pater. But if a guy is misasik, the Chalov and V'arayis, he's misasik with one of the Arayis, Tashmish, and he's misasik with eating Chalev, so then the Gemara says, you're automatically Chayev. Chayev Shekein Nene. You're automatically Chayev because you got a Geshmak, because you got Hana. But says Reb Shimon, that's by something that by definitionally that entity gives me hana by me eating it, by me consuming, by me being involved in that item. But then there are situations that I'm a little bit meruchuk, I'm a little bit disconnected from that hana. It's not as obvious
that this is a davar, this is an entity, this is an item that's automatically going to be mahanim, like chalavim and arayas are. So how am I violating that hana'ah? Only if I proactively am mechavin and connect and I'm mishtamish in the davar kidei lehenos, in order to get pleasure from that item. But anything that continues the disconnect and doesn't apply my pu'ula, my hishtamshus, with that hana'ah, if it's not on its own a davar hamahaneh, says the Reb Shimon, that's not going to be included in the Yisuri Hana'ah of the Torah. Means when it comes to Yisuri Hana'ah, you can have an item which is automatically, once I'm eating it, by definition, it's Oymed Lahana'ah, so you can't say that you're not being Nehneh, fine. But then you're going to have other entities that are Asr Ba'ana'ah, but they're not necessarily Oymed Lekach, and the Mela, it's only by me proactively being Mechavin and doing it that now is going to connect me to that Hana'ah, that now is going to Asr. Masha'inkin, when it comes to the Hilchos Shabbos, it's the Pula that's Asr. So if it's the Pula, the activity that's Asr, but it's not Hishtamshus Kedei Lahenes, so Memela, the Pula, Psikresh, is going to apply. Zot Reb Shimon, the reason why the Ran's saying in these situations by Meichrei Ksus, that's not like Chelev and Arayis, but it's rather I can put on a Beged, and certain times that Beged could now give me Anah. But how does that certain times create that Isr? When I'm being mishtamish ba'oso dover kedei lahenos. And if something blocks me from that, namely what? A dover shenu miskavein. Even if it happens to be a psik resha is not enough to now be me, to now define me as being mishtamish kedei lahenos. That's the pshat in the Ran, why psik resha applies to Ilchus Shabbos, applies to Yisuri Pu'ula, but it doesn't apply to a dover that the hana is a little bit meruchuk mimeni, and only bechavana bepu'ula can I now be considered to be mishtamish kedei lahenas. What Rav Shimon's saying is, some of the yisuri hana in the Torah are not just hana'a. That's like, that's halav v'arayis. But rather it's hishtamshus kedei lahenas. And if my mishtamshus bedover is not kedei lahenas, then it's missing the etzim isur hana'a that what the Torah asur. Let's see the paragraph over here. It's just a beautiful yisod. Benirali on daf yud beis. Bira inyan deshnei ofani iser hano iko. Hecha da oimid lekach vahava derech hano osom. Oz hano ba'atzma hainu hato eles ha'oinig ba'atzma mudavar ha'osir. That's like chalav and varayis. The davar itself is oimid to give you hano. You don't need me to be mishtamish kedei la'asir. But the second pool, the second item, it's not only there for hana, like clothing. When it's chalov and varayis, that's exactly what it is. So mele, it doesn't need my kavana. Could go chalov and varayis, chayav daf misasik, even though I don't have any kavana. Da heter shal misasik lemahani rak hecha da pu'ula asur. Misasik is a heter when the Torah needs a pu'ula asur. But if over here, aval hecha da anova, inigam murgish asur Torah, but if the Torah didn't ask for the pu'ula, the Torah asked your hanah, so chalov and varayis, by definition, there's hanah. There's no way you can get around that. What does Misasik do? Misasik makes it as if I didn't do the Maisa. But over here, the Torah didn't ask for the Maisa. That's why Misasik is also by Chalav and Varayos. But it's limited to not only Suri Anah, it's limited to the Etzem Dover that is a Nene Be'atzmo, like Chalav and Varayos, says the Reb Shimon. The whole Pu'ula Shetavid Lo Chavona Ena Chashiva Le Pu'ulas Adam Rak Maisa Koif Ba'amo. But if I do something without kavana, so the pu'ula is not considered, it's considered like a monkey did it. U'mishamachi b'dvarim sha'oimdim la'anos ha'reach, kiveret v'hadus, asurim gam k'sheinim mechavin l'kach, da'ano v'oinag ha'yotze b'zem hu gufa asur, gam lo ma'isa adam. Avo b'yayin sheinim oimdim la'anos ha'reach, this is what he's explaining. There are different yisuri ha'no, that the Rishonim distinguish between situations where you have to be mechavin l'davar, and the davar itself is oimdim la'reach. Fine. Good. So that's what he goes in the next paragraph. Now you can understand the Ran by Psik Resha by Yisurei Anah.
Ubeni Suriana the Mutarim Belay Kavano who the Bisura Shabbos Hamaisa Baatzma Asur Torah. When it comes to Shabbos, it's the Maisa. So if it Rakol Hecha the Lekam Machshavas Maisa Lo Nikar Maisa. So if I don't have Machshava, so it's not my Maisa. Mishmachu Kol Hecha Davi Yediya Brura like a Psik Reisha. So Mela comes back. Shuas Shatarik Gon Hecha Davi Psik Reisha Have Melech Machshavas. So then it's back. So that's good. So that's Kavan on the Maisa. The Insar Chashdiya Yediya Brura Machshava Shana Have a Pula. Aber bi suri an no sha mai sa pula ba atme in ma surim zot rab shimin in our simin rabbi sai and our daf rab shimin is telling us isuri hano is not the maisa suri it's the nene that's being us the tura asa the hano not the pula rak with the hergish hano asa ba to elish mai to bem os nikra al shema pula in yana no ba over below yana avon lo me khaven ve ino margish ba maisa ba pula hergish hano after ave psikresha ba kemen chena nene came to eno osach pula b'shvil anazos eno nikre shtamshish b'shvil anatzmo. So if you don't connect to that anah, so mainly you weren't mishtamish l'shem anah. So psikreisha doesn't apply. Olekashum iser b'achushtamshish. So now, yeah, you were nana, but you didn't connect to it. The hergish anah shemargish menachim fits or pula. Zelo asher torah came to eno milukach. Alkarcho chicharan shabbos svarzu mehach the meichri klai. That's the ksugya by kilai. Good. What does it have to do with us? Zokter B'Shimin. Valpi Dvarinu Eila, next paragraph. Yiplu kola kusha sugis hashas shevinu lamalo. Tibetoivel b'mayin b'mesachamo. Shanos ha-mayim liskar b'shasachom hu anos ha-oimid lakach. V'zeh mamish dover ha-osar gam below pu'ulis ha-rechitza. What's the din of mayim b'mos ha-chama? That's a dover geshmak. That's something that's like chalavim v'arayis. That's a dover anene ba'atzmo. So that's a situation where what? Where the Rashba's going to what? He's going to agree that what? That Hanos Aguf is not going to help. That it's going to be also. He doesn't. Rav Shimon's saying, you don't have to say like the Meiri, that it's talking about Lachar HaMaisa, Lachar HaTvila, and then when the mitzvah was over. Over here, it's not a Hano because of your Kavana, or because of your Shituf HaPu'ula. It's a Dover HaNena on its own. It's like Halav HaRayus, that even Misasik would be Chayiv in such a Nena. A Dover HaNena on its own, so that even the Rashba is going to agree on such an entity that you don't need my being Mechavin for it in order to Aser. V'chein Kasev V'nechse Chayla. Oh. V'alpid V'ar Me'elu, Nero Lani Yitzayt, V'ar Yitzayt, Divrei HaRashba, She'veinu L'malo. Dinei HaRashba Zal Koya, Ch'beshitos Le'el, D'mefarish Hanos Tashmishik, D'varim K'mashmon, So over here, but when is the Rashba saying our klal? In our sugya, he's saying, as long as you have the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes ninu. So now that if it's not a dover like a mayan, if it's not a dover hanen on its own, but it's rather because of my hishtamshus bedover, my kavana, that now that creates the iser hanos. So mitzvah lav lehenesenu will help even for hanos aguf, because hanos aguf that is not l'shem the hanos aguf, but it's rather l'shem the chiyuv, l'shem the mitzvah. As long as it's not a dover nene b'fnei atzmo, so memela that's going to help and that's going to be subsumed under mitzvah lav lehenesenu. Masha'enkin, if you have an item like the mayon, that it itself is a dover anene, so the memela zaktur b'shimin, that's where the Rashba is going to agree that even anos aguf is going to apply, because it doesn't need your kavona and your ishtamshus. It's not a dover amaruchuk that you now have to be mishtamish with it and be mechavin for it in order for it to be usher. So what's ironic is that the b'shimin is using the ran and chulin to explain the Shita Sarashba. Question will be, and we're not going to have time to go through with this, I want to close here, is that if Rav Shimon's right in this Hagdara, so then what's with the Ran? Fakir, so the Ran should be the first one to agree and to see that chiluk between the Mayan, and the Mayan is not a Raya to other Hanos Haguf, if it's a Dover Nene Bifnei Atzma. So the question is, that's what I want to just leave off with the Olam. I think there's an answer. of where the Ran and the Rashba split in terms of this Svara of Reb Shimon. But based on Reb Shimon, you don't have to say that it was La'achar and before. It's just based on the Yisoid within Isuri Hana of what the Rashba is telling us. I just want to add in to answer my kasha on the Avnei Meluim. According to this Yisoid, I think that might also answer the kasha that I had on the Avnei Meluim. It could be if you apply Reb Shimon's Yisoid. So if it's Efshir Ba'achar, and then I choose this one, what did the Avnei Meluim say? The Avnei Meluim said within Hanos HaGuf, if it's Efshir Ba'achar, the Rashba was saying it's Asr. And within Hanos HaGuf, if it's not Efshir Ba'achar, so then he was saying it's Mutter. Why? Why should that be the case? I think according to Reb Shimon, it makes a lot of sense now. Because once there's Efshir Ba'achar, and I Afal Pichin am choosing this route, so it shows that I'm not just doing this Pu'ul L'Shem the Mitzvah. But rather, I'm doing this Pu'ul L'Shem what? L'Shem the Hanos HaGuf. That there's something that I want over here that I'm now connecting. I have a sheet of hapu'ul, I have a shtamshus l'shem hano. That's something that's going to be usher according to the Rashba as well. Masha'en kein, if it's what, it's efshar b'inyan acher, that's my only option. So Mamela, you have no way that a person is necessarily connecting to the shem hano sagov over here. Maybe it's all nachmas the mitzvah, and it should be takapoter under the dinim of mitzvah slav lenesis. I think Reb Shimon doesn't say this, but I think according to Reb Shimon, you actually have an added hesber now when you understand what Isuri Anar are about and how the Rashba is really understood in light of Rav Shimon's Hagdara and Isuri Anar. Now the Avnei Meluim's whole chiluk of Efshar Ba'achar not being Efshar Ba'achar mikoyach legemara in Rosh Hashanah's kashas, that now we can understand why that should be a svara even within Anas Aguf, why to distinguish yes and why not. Okay. So very, very